In the end, you are right. I think it was difficult. In the first half, we didn't play well, and they were very well organized defensively, and we had like one shot at goal. Goalkeeper made a save on Drogba. And no more than that. In the second half was different. We gave a different dynamic to the game. We create, and we deserve to win.
Were you angry with your players at halftime?
No.
I have a good relation with them. I don't need to be angry to try to change things. I did the changes that I thought could help me to change the dynamic of the game. Obviously, Diego and William, they played very well. And in the second half, the team followed them and had a completely different dynamic.
You made 8 changes from the defeat at Tottenham, and you told me before the match that if your players can't beat Watford, then they can't do it in the Premier League. It was 0-0 before you brought those players on. So what does that tell you about your squad and the players you picked?
It tells me that if I don't have on the bench players that can help me to try to change the game, probably I didn't win. That's obvious. A tired Diego with 90 minutes of Southampton and 90 minutes of Tottenham in the second half changed the game. A tired William also changed the game. So, but I had also very good answers individually by some players. Zuma was again very, very good. Felipe did his job as normal, like Peter, like Mikel. Ramirez for me is a fantastic new to play 90 minutes and to be happy now that the feelings were good is very important for us. Ramirez is a very important player in our team and is struggling with problems in the pubis and is recovering step by step, and it looks like finally he's there.
You seem perhaps disappointed that you had to bring a couple of players off the bench to change the game. What does that tell you about the strength of your squad compared to, say, perhaps Manchester City, who you're tied with at the top of the Premier League?
You know, we have a good squad. We have a good squad, but obviously there are some players with a different mentality, with a different spirit facing the responsibilities. We have players that are not afraid to take responsibilities and to lead the team either in defensive process or in attacking process. Hazard is one of them, but as I was saying before the game, his shin pads were really needing a rest. But I kept on the bench Diego and William, and also Matic in case I need a different kind of game, because I knew that the game was going to be difficult and this place could give me something else.
You talk about the shin pad comment. Do you really believe that teams are targeting Hazard illegally?
I can go in another direction. Today, third consecutive match, third penalty. It's a clear penalty. It's a big handball, and we were lucky that the rebound went to Remy, and Remy scored the 2-0, but with the result 1-0, is a huge penalty again.
That's not a campaign, though, is it? That's
just No, it's not a campaign. Kevin is a fantastic referee and a good guy, and I have no problems with that, but third penalty in 3 matches.
People are saying this campaign business of yours is perhaps just really to motivate your own players and to force a siege mentality.
No, there is not campaign. There is only a campaign if you don't say the truth. But this is your campaign. I'm not speaking against referees, or I'm not saying that referees are having a campaign. I'm just saying that 3 matches, 3 penalties. Southampton, Tottenham and Watford. And if you say that is not true, you have a campaign.
But it's not just Chelsea, though, is it?
I think so. 3 in a row, I think so.
Swansea?
I don't know. I don't see every game. I see Chelsea. Okay.